Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Ali?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Ali. It's Aaron calling you back from INS Laws. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
That's good. There's now a better time to talk for yourself.
Yeah, I'm just nipping upstairs away from the kids.
You just what, sorry?
I'm just nipping away from the kids.
Oh, okay, not a problem.
Okay. Yeah, I'm free.
Okay, not a problem. I'll be as quick as I can for you.
Okay.
I'm just gonna go through your inquiry that we've received and the application process.
Okay.
Okay, so just to start off by getting some generic details for yourself for data protection, how am I best titling you?
It's Alison Coleman is my thing, but Ali's fine.
Okay, and what title should I use? Is it Miss, Mrs. or
Miss.
MS?
This miss.
Miss, okay. Any middle names, Ali?
Heather.
Heather. Okay, perfect. And I've got your email address here as ali78@hotmail.co.uk.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and what's your date of birth, please?
It's 7578.
Okay, and your home address?
It's 22 St Paul's Road, Wallasey.
Or is that St. Paul's?
St Paul's Road,
St. Paul's.
Wallasey, Merseyside.
Okay. Just bear with me. Just putting this into my system now. How long have you lived in Wallasey? That's not far from ourselves.
At the moment, I've been here 5 years.
Ah, nice. Okay. How are
But
you
I've been
finding?
down here since I was 16, so it's okay. It's not too bad.
Yeah, my brother lives in Wallasey by the Seacombe Terminal.
That's where I live.
Is it, yeah?
Yeah.
Obviously, without disclosing too much, he's by the high rise. So actually,
I'm
yeah.
not far from that yet.
Wow,
I can see that
okay.
from my window, my back
Yeah.
windows, yeah.
Well, yeah, so okay, so there's the ferry terminal.
You
Okay,
find the church,
so
and I'm just up from the church.
yeah. So where do you know where the Home of Bargains is?
Yes, straight across from there.
Is yeah, straight across behind them houses. He's in there.
He's
Wow,
by
that's
the
so
five bars.
close. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that is crazy. Okay, save that one for you. Okay, and when communicating with yourself, Ali, are we okay to send you emails and texts as well as give you a call?
Texts and calls are fine. Emails, I don't always get them.
Right, okay. What's in terms of you don't get them, what's the problem with that?
It's something to do with my email address. I sometimes get messages and sometimes I don't. So it's a weird one.
Okay.
So I just let people know you're best calling me on voice, phone or text message. But I do get messages sometimes on email, but not always.
Yeah, okay. The only reason why I ask that is because there's documents that I'm going to be sending to you which need signing.
Right, okay.
So I can stay on the phone with you when I send them just to
Yeah.
see if you have received them.
Yeah, that's
If not,
fine.
we can go through other alternatives.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any terminal illnesses that you need to make me aware of at all?
I have ADHD and autism, and have a headache disorder. That's all.
Okay.
Nothing
Anything
terminal.
not in terminal? Okay, that's fine. Thank you for making me aware of that. Would you like to add a beneficiary to your application at all?
No, because if I do get anything, it'll be split by some of my children anyway.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Okay. And do you know the address that you lived in prior to being placed into care?
The care address, or because it was a boarding school.
Just the address that you lived in before being placed into care.
37 Muirfield Road, Elgin. I'm not sure of the postcode.
That's okay. 37 Elgin. Okay, and what's the name of the GP charity that you're currently registered with, please?
Somerville Medical Centre on Gorgie Lane.
Is that S-U-M or O-M?
S-O-M, I think it is.
You've always got to ask, because remember the
supermarket... I think it's S-U-M. It's S-U-M, yeah.
Remember the supermarket Summerfield? It's spelled with an O.
Yeah, it's S-U-M, Summerfield Medical Centre on Gorgie Lane.
Okay, it is S-O-M.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. No, that's okay. I did use the S-U, but soon as about Gorgie Lane, it corrected me.
Okay.
And am I able to grab the names of your mother and father, please?
I don't speak to my mum, and I haven't spoken to her since I was 13.
Okay.
It was her address that I lived at, but I'm in contact with my dad.
Yeah.
But he wasn't around when I was in care.
Right, okay. The only reason why I ask that is because we don't contact him in any way, but it's just to obtain your medical records. Obtain some of your records. Some local authorities in Scotland, they file your records under the names of your mother and father.
It'll be my mum, my dad. It won't be anything to do with my dad at all, because he was not involved since I was 2 until I was 16.
Right,
so it'll just be my mum.
Okay, is he not on the birth certificate or anything?
My birth name was E. Bayer. Then I was changed by adoption to McLay, which is what this was under. And then I changed it by Deepole to what I am now when I moved down here when I was six. I changed it by Deepole to E. Bayer when I was 16. And then when I met my second partner, I changed it to his name, and that's what I've been ever since.
Okay, so is that Coleman? Is it the Deepole
Coleman,
change?
Yeah. Thank but I was McLay when it all happened.
Yeah. So is that M-C-C-L-A-Y?
M big C. So it's M-A-C-L-E-A-Y.
M-A-C.
L-E-A-Y.
L-E-A-Y. Okay.
And it'll be Louise for my mum.
Louise, okay. And is Louise McLay, is she?
Yes.
Okay. So the name before care was Ali McLay.
It was Alison.
Ah, sorry, my apologies. It's been a long Monday.
Yeah, that's
so I do apologise.
No, I've actually been hovering over this for about a month and a half now, and last night I just thought I'll have a person. So you're the only person I've actually spoken to about it.
Oh, okay, no, fair enough, and well done for having the courage to obviously do so as well.
Yeah.
And obviously it is a lot. This sensitive topic to be talking about. So
yeah,
you took the first step, and this is that be proud of yourself for that, because this is now the ball rolling for yourself, and we're here to do the hard work for you. So we're here to help and support you along the way. Have you applied for any advance payments towards the Scottish Redress Scheme at all?
That's the first.
Okay. That's not a problem. Okay, I've got all them details. Save that one in case my computer glitches out. Okay. Okay, so Ali, I do appreciate that discussing experiences connected to the application can be difficult and upsetting, but please take your time during this call. If you need a break, further explanation, support, or prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know at any point, okay?
Okay.
And so the purpose of today's call is to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you and explain your options that you have around the scheme. I'll also explain how INS Law operates on your behalf and discuss our funding and fees. And then what I'll do is I'll gather the initial information to assess whether we may be able to assist you.
Okay.
Okay, so the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us as your law firm to represent you. But the three options that are applicable to yourself is that option one, you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself, without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. Option two, you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme where they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under the government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you are successful or not with that application. Mm-hmm. INS Law does not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us, you would be choosing a private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you.
Okay.
Okay, you've already clarified to me that this is the first time you've contacted someone about this, so that's okay. Okay, so our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So what that means for yourself, Ali, is that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either.
Okay.
If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees will consist of basic charges based on the time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment, so you'll never pay anything more than the agreed cap of 19.2%.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So it is important that I make it clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award you, but the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I'll explain in greater detail during this call for you.
Okay.
Okay, so if instructed, what we can assist with is whether you're eligible to apply to the redress scheme. We'll gather and review the evidence given and prepare and submit the application to the redress scheme. We have the full correspondence with the redress scheme, so we'll always advise you on any offers made further down in the process. And then we'll explain the statutory waiver to you if an award is offered and offer any assistance with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme. Okay, what that statutory waiver is basically if a redress offer is made, we will fully explain the waiver to you before you decide whether to accept anything. But it is important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future claims relating to the matters. So you'll never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Yes, yeah.
Not like there's consequences to be understood.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. So you claim once and you can only claim once, basically.
Yeah,
you
that's
can't
exactly
redress
it.
It again. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So you do have a right to cancel, Ali. So if you do decide to proceed, you have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreements. And that only starts once you have signed our agreements you do action it. But you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately whilst your cancellation rights still remain.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so if that was the case, would you like us to start work straight away for you?
Yeah.
Yep, okay, we can do that for you. That's not a problem. So we're able to formally act for you. We will require proof of identity for verification purposes and also to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. So therefore, we will need a copy of photo ID, so whether that be a driver's license, passport or birth certificate, you can use a citizenship card as well, alongside the proof of address data within the last 3 months.
Right, okay.
Okay, following on from this conversation, I can send you some information via email or text in regards to what is acceptable forms of ID.
I've got a provisional driving license.
Yep, that's fine. Is it in date?
Yes.
Yep, okay, yep, that's absolutely fine. And then just alongside a proof of address.
A benefit letter or a benefit letter or a bank letter?
Yep, any form of government letter, council tax, utility bill, anything like that, that's all compliable.
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect.
Thank you both of them.
Happy days. So whatever, do you use WhatsApp at all?
Yes.
Yep, okay, yeah, you can send that over. I think we've already sent you a WhatsApp from yourself yesterday.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so just reply back to that, just like you're sending a picture to one of your mates.
Yeah.
Make sure all four corners are showing for me and it's a nice clear picture.
Back in front.
What's that, sorry?
Back in front of the ID card.
Just the front is okay. It's just more so looking at the front of the matching a date of birth, name and address.
Okay, that's fine.
Perfect. Okay, so what I'll do for you, Ali, is I'll grab the details of your care settings, if that's okay.
Yeah.
How many care settings were you in?
Only one abuse happened, but I was in Radley School, Andrew Thompson House, Red Gorton House School, the two boarding schools and a children's home.
Okay, but the abuse only happened in one, did you say?
In one, yes.
Okay, and what one was that?
That was think I went there 88 and I think I left in 92 and it went on for about 2 years.
Okay. What care centre was that, sorry?
That was Rodri House School. Sorry, no, it wasn't. It was Rodri School in Fort Coles, the Black Isle.
So how would I spell Rodri?
R-A-D-D-E-R-Y.
R-A-D-D-E-R-Y.
That was Fort Coles, the Black Isle.
And that was a boarding school, was it?
Yes, that was. It was a mixed boarding school, that one. For kids with special needs.
Okay. Let's just have a look and see what information I can pull up. Rathery School. Yeah, Black Isle, Rosshire.
Yeah, that's the one. IV10 8SN, I think it was.
I can't exactly see a postcode in front of me, but I wouldn't actually knock you if you've remembered that, because that's some great memory.
I can't remember what I did yesterday, but I can remember that.
Yeah, it's always the way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to see. I'm just clarifying just to see. I'm pretty sure that it is, but I'm just double checking that this school is within the guidelines of the redress scheme. Yeah,
yeah.
It is. Because there's, I'd say, about 95% of the schools are part
yeah.
of the part of the eligibility for the redress scheme. But
yeah.
I've literally had one today this morning to come back and wasn't accepted, and I was kind of scratching my head about it. I was like,
yeah, just on the borders or something.
Yeah, sometimes it's
yeah.
just part of that little bit of a percentage where some people are unfortunate. And yeah, this client's story wasn't the nicest in itself either. And I was so regretful to inform her. So I was just obviously wanting to double check before I even proceeded. But yeah, no, that's all in order. So that's okay. Right, now what area?
But the weird thing is, the social services filed that being Grampian.
Would it? Yeah. Okay.
So the boarding school will be Highlands and Islands, and the social work will be in the Grampians. But it'll still be in the same kind of area.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. Just trying to.